They're coming. Holidays on the way. The 2017 Sonoma County Fair is about to descend on Sonoma County. And in the studio with us this morning is the CEO. She's like the grand poobah of the fair. Becky Bartling is her name. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here this morning. I know it's going to be a busy couple of weeks for you.
Oh, absolutely. And we are thrilled and excited.
Yeah, it's going to be, of course the temperatures are hot. That just seems to be the matter of course. When the fair opens, the temperatures go zip up.
Well, that's true, and this week actually looks good for the rest of the run once we get started. And you know, the temperature's hot, but so is the fair.
Well, you know, let's take care of the elephant in the room straight away, okay? Because of course, last week the big news out of the Ohio State Fair was that terrible accident on one of the carnival rides there, and a young man lost his life, several others injured. And so carnival fair rides, you know, sort of at top of mind for all of us now. KSRO spoke to the folks at Butler Amusements who handle the rides at the Sonoma County Fair and talked to us about their safety inspections and your position on the entire subject.
Well, of course, we were, very saddened by that tragedy. Very, very saddened. Everybody in the industry. But I do, we are thrilled to have Butler Amusements with us this year. They are probably the most tested ride operators in the nation. Mm-hmm. They test their rides every day, and their safety record is absolutely one of the best. They've never had any serious injuries, and along with their testing, we also will have an independent ride tester that will be here on opening day to test the rides and for several days. So we are very confident that we have a very safe and super fun carnival.
Yeah, enjoyable ride for sure. I know Larry's got a question for you, too.
Well, I'm just so excited that I sometimes I get lost and I don't get to celebrate New Year's Eve in January.
That's true.
I'm excited about celebrating all of the holidays with you guys.
Absolutely. You know what? We're doing some traditional holidays and some real fun stuff. Like you can get married on the Ferris wheel on our Valentine's Day on the 11th. And there's also Talk Like a Pirate Day and International Beer Day. So we're doing traditional and fun.
I'm just thrilled as a Kerrigan to be able to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in August, you know? I mean, not to have to wait till March for that.
Absolutely. And you can come have green beer.
I had a feeling green beer might be it. But now who comes up with these themes, Becky?
Well, it's a collaboration. And we have a very talented team of folks that have been there for years. Greg Duncan, who is the designer for the Hall of Flowers.
Yep.
And Jane Ingball, who's our special events coordinator.
Yep.
And other parts of the team. And we get together and talk about different ideas and thoughts and look around in the community and what would be fun. And this is one we think is super fun.
You know, I love me a good pirate, and I love high divers. If I could only find a place that combined high diving pirates.
What?
Well, we have something for you. We
yes.
can answer that. We've got high diving
pirates?
High diving pirates.
I must have missed that paragraph.
Absolutely. We've got high diving pirates that are on the south end of the carnival, and they're just one of the most amazing things we've got going on this year. So you've got to come out. We've got creepy crawler snakes and lizards and alligators. We have lorikeet birds, beautiful South American birds, where they actually come and land on your shoulder. Just amazing. And lots of other fun stuff. And new this year is the NorCal Brew Fest on Saturday.
Okay, Larry. Yep.
Yes, please.
You're going to have to vacillate between
yes.
the pirates and the beer. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Becky, let's talk about the dates of the fair and the dates of the horse racing, because there are some changes there this year.
Yes. So, again, very excited that we are opening the fair with the races, same day, opening day of the races, opening
Thursday.
Day of the fair. Yes.
Yep.
So we've been able to coincide those two together this year. And I don't know if folks know, but we are somewhat destined with our dates by the California Horse Racing Board
right.
based on other fairs. So we did move a little bit into August. We also cut our fair dates down. So we've got a super packed, entertainment packed 11 days of the fair.
And of course, you got the horse racing. We can't. We got to talk about that, right?
Well, KSRO has been involved in the horse racing aspect of the fair for decades, and we will be again this year. And you know, I mean, Larry's a betting guy. Officer Vic's a betting guy. I'm a betting gal. Looking forward to the races.
Oh, the races are going to be terrific. And you know, we're the only racing fair that actually has the turf track. Mm-hmm. So the horsemen love to come here and race on our turf track. And we've got a great lineup. Our director of racing is just excited about the horses that are going to be coming here. Everybody's going to have a great time.
Yeah, we'll be doing a lot of handicapping on air for you this morning with the help of the experts, not just us. Don't worry, it's not us. But we will be doing that throughout the course of the racing dates for the fair, too. We're looking forward to it. It's always a great time. We intend to thoroughly cover the fair for you on a daily basis once we get started on Thursday. So, Becky, congratulations in advance.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And please all come out. You know, we've got nightly entertainment every night in the community stage. Some amazing,
and
awesome
guests.
And get
your pre-sale tickets. It really will save you money, right?
Absolutely. We've got pre-sale tickets at Lucky Stores, Friedman's. We've got a nice pack at Costco. You can get them in advance through our website, as well as our several Hispanic grocery stores. So check out on our website and get that.
$10 in advance, $13 the day of the fair, unless you're a kid or it's one of the special days. I encourage you to get them in advance, and we'll be giving away tickets in just a few minutes, as a matter of fact, and a special table at the Turf Club for you for Sunday racing, along with general admission fair tickets. So thank you for being with us this morning, Becky.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Go get them. You got to get busy.
I do.